news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Stocks plunged on Thursday in Wall Street's worst day in 3 months as fears mounted about a second wave of coronavirus cases in the United States. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1,800 points, or nearly 7%. The S&P 500 dropped by nearly 6%. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ, which hit record highs this week, dropped by more than 5%. Lawmakers are considering possible steps to offer workers more aid as the economic fallout from the pandemic continues. Stock futures surged early Friday, pointing to a partial rebound, and in fact, the Dow jumping about 800 points on Friday's opening, but there's a long day ahead. Looting has broken out in Washington, D.C., and we knew this was going to happen. You see, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is now flat out refusing to disclose the businesses who received $500 billion in bailout funds through the Paycheck Protection Program. 4.5 million businesses received government funds. Normally, the Small Business Administration discloses the names of borrowers from the program on which it based PPP. But Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said his department considered that information, quote, proprietary and confidential. According to a new Reuters Ipsos poll released Thursday, most Americans are in favor of police reforms, including bans on chokeholds and racial profiling. The poll found that 82% of the adults surveyed supported the ban on chokeholds, 83% supported barring racial profiling, and 92% backed making federal police wear body cameras. The supporters of the measures included a majority of Republicans. Democrats have included such policies in a sweeping police reform proposal as nationwide protests continue over the killing of George Floyd. The White House and Republican lawmakers say they plan to announce a reform proposal soon. Sure. By the way, the Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday authorized its chair, Lindsey Graham, to subpoena former Obama administration officials about the origins. The origins of the intelligence community's investigation into Russian election meddling. In a party-line vote, the panel's Republican majority approved calling former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper and former CIA Director John Brennan. The Senate Intelligence Committee concluded that Russia tried to interfere in the 2016 election on Donald Trump's behalf, but Lindsey Graham wants to also look into foreign intelligence surveillance applications and why former Special Counsel Robert Mueller was appointed in the first place. Democratic senators suggested subpoenaing current and former Trump allies, including former Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner. About 1.5 million more Americans filed initial applications for unemployment benefits last week, this according to the Labor Department, who report the numbers every Thursday. The new claims lifted the total over the 12 weeks of the coronavirus crisis to a whopping 44.1 million. The weekly total was down from 1.9 million the week before. It has dropped for 10 consecutive weeks since reaching a high of 6.9 million in mid-March when the coronavirus lockdowns hit. But by way of comparison, before this coronavirus crisis hit, the record weekly number was somewhere in the neighborhood of 650,000 claims filed. Just saying. The Louisville, Kentucky Metro Council voted unanimously Thursday to ban the type of no-knock search warrants that police were using when they fatally shot Breonna Taylor, an unarmed black emergency medical technician, in her own apartment on March 13th. Taylor's boyfriend fired first, thinking the officers were intruders. The mayor, Greg Fisher, who suspended the use of those warrants last month, said he would sign Breonna's Law immediately, tweeting, quote, the risk to residents and officers with this kind of search outweigh any benefit. Donald Trump appeared Thursday in Dallas, Texas, at an event billed as a race roundtable that he was allegedly supposed to lead. It was held at a conservative and predominantly white church in Dallas, at which Trump praised the National Guard's use of tear gas and other forceful measures to disperse Minneapolis crowds protesting police brutality against African Americans. He described the effort to quell protests as a, quote, beautiful scene, where the National Guard walked through, quote, like a knife cutting butter. Trump did not mention the name of George Floyd, but he said the work of confronting bigotry would, quote, go quickly and it'll go very easily, provided we avoid falsely labeling tens of millions of decent Americans as racist or bigots. In case you are wondering, Dallas has a black police chief, a black sheriff, and a black district attorney, none of whom were invited to participate in a roundtable on race and policing held in Dallas. Let that marinate for a moment. So now we know the Orange Menace will accept the Republican nomination in Jacksonville, Florida in August, instead of in Charlotte, North Carolina, where the convention is going to be held. Trump had grown intent on moving the Republican National Convention over disputes with North Carolina's government over how to handle it during the pandemic. And the Florida man in chief, Governor Ron DeSantis, obviously cares more about appeasing Trump than protecting the health and safety of Florida citizens. So now, Republican delegates will elect their nominee from Charlotte, and Trump will make his acceptance speech three states away in front of what he expects to be a packed arena filled with idiots without masks. But the date coincides with the 60th anniversary of Axe Handle Saturday. That's when a white mob, organized by the Klan, attacked mostly black civil rights protesters sitting at Jacksonville's whites-only lunch counters. Could they possibly be this tone deaf? You see, Trump is already planning to hit the campaign trail long before that, his first stop scheduled in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the site of one of the worst acts of racist violence this country has ever seen, next Friday, June 19th. Yes, Juneteenth, a day that commemorates the end of slavery in the United States. Couldn't make this stuff up if I tried. Oh, and if you want tickets to that Tulsa rally, they're available now. But anyone wishing to attend must agree not to sue the campaign or the venue if they contract COVID-19. Seriously. The online sign-up page says anyone clicking to register for free tickets acknowledges that by attending the rally, you and any guests voluntarily assume all risks related to exposure to COVID-19 and agree not to hold Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated, Box Center, ASM Global, or any of their affiliates, directors, officers, employees, agents, contractors, or volunteers liable for any illness or injury. Simply astounding. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.